Eva and Cleo. "Time for breakfast, Eva," called Dad. "Coming," replied Eva. While Eva and her dad ate, Cleo the cat sat and watched. He was patiently waiting for his breakfast. "I'm going to work now," said Dad. "When you're finished eating, will you feed the cat?" "Yes," said Eva. "Do you promise? Cleo is very hungry and I don't have time to get his food right now." "Oh yes, I promise." "Thank you," said Dad as he hugged her. "I'll see you at dinner." Eva went to her room to make her bed. She saw her blocks and started to build tall towers. Then she found her toy cars and drove them through the towers. She was having so much fun. "Eva," called her mom, "come to the kitchen, please." Mom was sitting at the table, but she didn't say anything. She only pointed to the empty cat dish near where Cleo, who was meowing very loudly. "You promised Dad you would feed the cat, Eva." "But you didn't," said Mom. "If you say you will do something, then you must do it. How do you think Cleo feels right now?" Eva looked at Cleo as he sat next to his empty bowl, meowing loudly. "He's mad because he's hungry," said Eva. She hurried up to fill his dish with cat food and told him she was sorry she forgot to feed him. She sat next to him, petting him while he ate. "Eva," said Mom, "when you make a promise to someone, they believe that you will do what you say. They trust you. If you break your promise, then something will not get done, and usually someone will suffer because of it. In this case, it was our cat. The Bible tells us that God makes a promise, and then he keeps it. He wants us to do the same, so we don't hurt others. Then people can count on us to do what we said we would." "What will you do tomorrow when Dad asks you to feed the cat?" asked Mom. "I'll feed him as soon as I'm done with breakfast. I will do what I say I will do."